طب ايش هتوكل سبيكينج اوي وبي ليرنينج ده عشان ليكوتي هלכות אור החיים second part of אור החיים ברכות הראייה וברכות פרטיות אות א' letter א' המילה תנו מסוימת yesterday we'll just review a bit we learned yesterday ליקוטי מורן ליקוטי הלכות ראייתם brings it down also that peace is only when the soul is ruling over the body. If the body is ruling over the soul, it's impossible for it to be peace. Because the soul will never agree to what the body wants. But if the body, the soul tells the body what to do, the body does what the soul wants, period. It does what it wants. That's what we learned yesterday. And we learned that how does one achieve this peace that we're talking about? And also peace among people around us. Peace that people around us shouldn't bother us in Avodat Hashem. It's through a fast. So Abinu says through a fast. Why through a fast? Because of the fast, because a person's will is in his heart. And in a fast day, the person's heart gets weakened, meaning his wills. He doesn't have koach. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. In a koach. He's in a fast now. And if then, right, even though he doesn't have koach, then he decides, I'm overcoming. I'm not going to eat. Right? And I'm going to serve Hashem even though I'm without koach. So then, what does he do? What does that do? It basically, someone does like that, right? He fasts, right? In that way, in the way that he's a mevatel himself. What does that do? It nullifies all the machloka that's against him. Okay? And not only a fast. Every time a person does something, mesiut nefesh, when we say mesiut nefesh is giving up your will, nefesh is the will, your will to Hashem's will, then it nullifies machloka that's against him. That's all Abinu says.
Meaning negativity?
Yeah. From in himself and from around. And also, the more a person nullifies himself, his will, the Rebbe's will, the more he has life. He gets life. He gets livelihood. Livelihood, he gets chiyus.
Life?
It's life, the move. That's just alive. Breathing. No, he's alive. He's alive. What do you say, Reuven? Yeah, they went up to the Shaman. Only Rabbi Akiva came back with Shalom, right?
So it was 100%.
He was Shalem, he had no machlok between the body and the. He was only Neshama, yeah. Chakra. Yeah. So Rabbeinu says, right, that through the fast, which is the fast, the only fast which is mentioned in the Torah, is the fast of Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippurim, another one more thing that we mentioned yesterday, that peace is Kedusha. Kedusha is peace. If someone is no peace, is no Shalom, there's no Kedusha. So, that's all Benno said. So we learned that the holiest fast is when? On Yom Kippurim, right? It's the only fast which is mentioned in the Torah. Right? Yom Kippurim. It's the holiest fast. Holiest day of the year, which includes all the days of the year. And the Kohen Gadol, which includes all the Am Yisrael, he goes into the place, the holiest place, which includes all the Kedushas in the world, right? Which is Kodesh HaKodashim, right? So we have a Kohen Gadol, which includes everyone, going in the holiest day, which includes all times of the year, into the holiest place, which includes all places, right? all the kedushas is drawn down from there. From there. So what is, let's see, what does he have to do with us? אבל כן, ביום הכיפורים, עד יום כיפור, ממשיכים קדושת ארץ ישראל לבית קודשי הקודשים, כי עיקר קדושת ארץ ישראל one second. I'm going to go back. Go back. I think we didn't do this. Yeah. So we said that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael includes all the Kedushas in the world. And it's all drawn down from where? Drawn down? From Kodesh HaKodashim. Kikar Kedusha is peace, like we said. Ah, this is where we were. And all the Sitra Achra is Machloket. Anything that is Machloket is Sitra Achra. Nimtza, and as we know, Rav Shalom, by the way, his main thing is, one of his main thing is Shalom. I remember once there was some guy, rabbi, in the Badats, and even Rav Shalom's Rav, Rav Berland, Shlita, they put a cherem against this guy who was doing bad things.
Going against this
guy, some guy.
Oh, okay, I don't know against which side.
All the time, but the Beis Din and everything did the cherem against one guy, and someone
someone from here.
But in Eretz Israel.
Yeah, in Yerushalayim. And someone hung up the notice that there's a cherem against him in the yeshiva, and Avraham saw it. And he stopped, he came into the Beis Medrash in the middle of learning, he stopped everything. And he said, in my yeshiva, against another Jew? I don't care, my rabbi signed on it. It's my place, it's under my name, this building. You don't put anything against someone else. He says, the only thing I hate in this world, I hate the machloket. My name is Shalom, and I do Shalom. Very, very strong. נמצא שעיקר הקדושה הוא להכניע או לשבר יצר הרע ועשית הרחה עם בחינת שלום. So what's subduing the יצר הרע is קדושה, through קדושה, is creating peace. That's what causes peace in oneself, in himself. וכן אמרו רבותינו זל, it's brought down in חזר, לא מצא הקדוש ברוך הוא כלי מחזיק ברכה לישראל, אלא שלום. הקדוש ברוך הוא did not find a vessel to contain blessing for Am Yisrael. Only which, what is the vessel? It's called Shalom. Rav Shalom. It's called Shalom. Ve'im en Shalom, look at this, look at what Rav Yana says. Ve'im en Shalom, en klum. You heard? Im en Shalom, en klum. Understand? I don't have to translate that, right?
You should.
Oh, that's for you. You understood, right? If there's no Shalom, there's nothing. Nothing. You could be Tamid Chacha. You could, if you don't have Shalom, especially if you don't have Shalom Bais, have any Shalom between you and someone else, you don't have anything. Everything's down the drain. Nothing's worth anything. A few places, right, about the greatness of the Shalom. Shaladei ze ikar shlemut ha'emunah. This is the main, completing the emunah.
Completion
of Emuna. ועל ידי השלום יכולים להחזיר כל העולם לשם יתברך. Through the peace, you could return the whole world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rambam just said this, explained this once. Because when there's peace, between people, even if they don't agree, but there's peace between them, then you could talk and he could hear. But if there's an argument, he's not hearing. What's the difference between an argument? And two people don't agree with each other. An argument, not that only they don't agree, they don't want to hear each other. Each one wants to say what he needs.
Emotions are involved.
Period. And if two people don't agree with each other, still one can hear the other. Okay? The big difference.
They're talking rationally.
Yeah?
They can hear.
They do.
The emotions get involved.
And then you could talk to people about it, about Amuna. Then you talk to people about Emunah and teach them Emunah. If there's a machloket and a fight, you can't. ועיקר השלום זוכים בארץ ישראל, כמובן בדברי רבנו ז"ל. And the main peace a person can merit only here in the Holy Land, as explained by Rabbeinu. Achieve in a chutz la'aretz, because we have to understand that the tzaddikim, if you're by the tzaddikim, you're like in Eretz Yisrael. If you're by with the tzaddikim, you're like in Eretz Yisrael. But it's here, of course, it's mokdusha here in Eretz Yisrael. What do you say?
This was the reason why we are here.
Yeah.
Because you say,
he went for Amod, he said, I did everything I need to do here.
And the
what?
The Sefer Amidot.
Yeah.
It says in the first that it's a met. It says there were is not something that is not a met, it's lie. It's not peace there. It's not peace. And cannot be peace outside because they are not a met.
Right.
They are not lying. It's not peace. They think that they can be peace.
כי עיקר קדושת ארץ ישראל נמשך מירושלים בית המקדש שנקראים שלום. The main holiness of ארץ ישראל is drawn down from ירושלים and בית המקדש, because they're all called שלום. ירושלים is called שלום and בית המקדש is called שלום. ירושלים is called שלום. It says יראה שלום, יראה fear, שלום ירושלים, יראה שלום. It also says in the pasuk, "Malki tzedek melech shalem hi Yerushalayim." You see, Yerushalayim is peace, shalom. Yerushalayim is peace. But again, what's peace? Kedusha. Yerushalayim is kedusha. Peace is like that. Like we said yesterday, it's not when you give half-half. That's not peace. Peace is when kedusha wins. Then there's peace in the world. V'chein ha-bet ha-midash nikra sukkat shalom. Bet ha-midash is called also sukkat shalom. The sukkah of peace. That's what Beis HaMikdash is called. So you see, Beis HaMikdash is called peace. It's the holy Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash, peace. Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha, Yerushalayim is Kedusha. Umisham nimshach kol Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. From there is drawn all the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Also Eretz Yisrael is called peace, because it says, Eretz HaChaim. Eretz Yisrael is called the land of life. Eretz HaChaim. Which Chaim is life, which we know is peace. It says in the Pasuk, בריתי הייתה איתו, my covenant was with him, החיים והשלום, the peace, the life and the peace. See, life and peace go together. So the land of life is the land of peace. ומחמת שבארץ ישראל הוא עיקר השלום. Since we saw all this, everything is drawn down from Beis HaMikdash to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael. And it's all peace, and it's all Kedusha. Therefore, the main Kedusha is Shalom. You see that Kedusha and Shalom, they go together. All the holy places are called also Shalom. So you see that Shalom and Kedusha goes together. Okay? So you get the idea? That's the main thing we have to get right now. Peace. Shalom. I don't like to say the word peace. That's not good. Shalom and Kedusha go together. That's one thing. Like I also said about, marriages, right? If someone doesn't keep Kedusha, Tara, Tata Mishpacha and Kedusha, no peace. There's no peace. Impossible that he has shalom bayis. Impossible. Lo yachol liot. Lo yachol liot. Lo yachol liot. The Rav Aruch told us, he said, even if they show the nicest faces, en shalom. Nachon? Mevin? And the more a person works on his kedusha, on his kedusha da'inai, and all his kedushas, the more peace he has with his wife. Okay? ועל כן עיקר קדושת ארץ ישראל נמשך על ידי קדושת התענית. The main קדושה of ארץ ישראל is drawn down from a fast. From the fast. From the fast. We said yesterday, what is a fast? Rabbeinu said, told us yesterday, that the fast is also peace. Why? Because one, he gives away his will to Hashem's will. And when he gives away his will to Hashem's will, gives up his will in front of Hashem's will, it causes all the wills that are against him wanting to serve Hashem to be nullified. It causes peace. So a fast is also peace. Right? Kizeyadua. It's known that the Kedusha, Ikar Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, is drawn down from Beit HaMikdash and Kedosh HaKedoshim, right? Like we explained. The Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is drawn down from Beit HaMikdash and Kedosh HaKedoshim. That over there is the highest holy, that's where we could, Hashem Mashiach comes, we'll be able to completely experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way. Of all the 10 Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, which I have no idea what they are, but there's 10 Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Kodesh HaKodashim Mekudash Mikulam. Kodesh HaKodashim is the holiest place on earth. Shein Shum Adam Nichas Lesham. No man is permitted to go in there. Only a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. And from there is drawn down all the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And from there, only on Yom Kippur, the fast day. Umisham Kol Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. From there is all the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And only the Yom Kippur goes in when? The Kohen Gadol goes in when? On Yom Kippur, which is the day of the fast. Nimtza. So it's found out, it comes out from all this. שכשהיו צריכים לכנוס לקדושה העיונה של ארץ ישראל, שמשם כל הקדושות של ארץ ישראל שובת קדושה הקדושים, when they wanted to enter the highest place, which is קודש הקדשים, highest, the holiest place, לא היה אפשר לכנוס לשם, כי אם אתה על תענית, it's impossible to enter there, only when the day of a fast, ביום כיפור. כן? Day of a fast, the day that causes peace, you go into the Kedusha. When you have peace, then you can enter the Kedusha. When you have Kedusha, you receive peace. You receive Shalom. And when you have Shalom, you can receive Kedusha. It goes with each other. We said it goes together. כי מאחר שעיקר הקדושה נמשכת מארץ ישראל מבית קודשי הקודשים מבחינת שלום שיקללת הקדושה. Right? All the Kedusha that comes down from ארץ ישראל, from קודש הקדושים. Right, is the aspect of Shalom, because Kedusha is Shalom. Therefore, they couldn't enter there only in the day of Yom Kippur, which that's the day that you nullify all your wills, and you create peace, like we explained. Like the Zohar said, Ki ikar achnaat kol haretzonot Hashem Yitbarach, the main subduing of all of one's wills, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in order to draw peace. Through the fast of Yom Kippur, which is included from all days. כמו שכתב רבנו, רבנו said in the Pasuk, ימים יוצרו ולא אחד בהם. There's one, right? There's one day, Hashem made a lot of days, but only one day includes all the days, the Pasuk says. Which day is that? Rashi told us already. At that day, he's talking about Yom Kippur. Okay. You get a chatzot? You try.
Is it some kind of a shalom too?
Yeah, betach. Less things bothering you. We said already, shalom, when the kedusha. See, this is machloket, this thing. Yeah. Interferes us in avodat Hashem, it causes machloket. Right? Pinchas, right? Pinchas. What, he went and he murdered two people. He caused peace, shalom in the world. He brought Kedusha to the world. He caused shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only peace there is. All there is a piece of garbage. They caused to you. That's a piece that they are. And he just said, what? You're causing machloket? You're doing this? Causing machloket? Cause Kedusha. Cause Kedusha in the world. That's what we have to do. Shanizke. Okay. Okay. Skipping a bit. וזה בחינת ברכת הראייה, בחינת שהחיינו וקיימנו וגיענו לזמן הזה, שמברכים מזמן לזמן דייקה. There's a bracha of seeing. You know that a bracha of seeing, we said a bracha, you see the sea, you see a good friend, I haven't seen, right? It all has to do with times. If you hadn't seen it, it's 30 days. If you saw it in 30 days, you don't make the bracha, like we learned in the halachas. Remember when we did this? Only if it's in 30 days. Out of 30 days, more than 30 days. Right? So, Shechiyanu is a bracha that we do also only from times to times. Also when you have a fruit. Right? Only from year to year. It's a bracha of zman also. Shechiyanu, Vikimanu, right? Chagim, all these things. Right? Right? We see his friend only after 30 days, which is a month, or fruit from year to year. Or Yom Tov, like Rabbi Yonatan says. So what does that do with us? Rabbi Yonatan is going to teach us how does that do with us. Ki ikar habriya yaita bishvil kvodo yitbarach shu etzono. The main creation was created for the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is His will. Like we say, one's will is his dignity. Dignity? Kavod. His kavod is his will. That's what he wants. Respect it. Give him his place. Let's give him his kavod. Right? If one wants something right away, you nullify it. No, you don't need it. You're hurting the person. So be careful at home also, what?
The wind from Hashem. So he wake you up. Not everyone married to you.
So I don't know. I hardly go to sleep by then. Yeah. Of course, but a person has to daven to want to get up. Ki hakavod hu ratzon. Will, like we said, dignity is one's will. V'ze ikar avodat ha'adam kol yemei chayav. This is the main work of a man. His whole life. Sheivatel ratzono mipnei ratzono yitbarach. He should nullify his will in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. You understand, Moshe? Very good. Sheivatel, you recorded. Sheivatel kol haRetzonot sheyesh lo leshun dvar ta'ava u'mida. He should nullify all the wills he has to any taiva or any bad mida he has. Any sheivatel kol, nullify everything mipnei Retzono. In front of the right, and play, do Hashem's will. V'yikasher kol haRetzonot, to connect all of the wills to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyichavem bechol davar la'asot kiRetzono yitbarach, that he have in mind in everything he does to do Hashem's will. Wait, no, two more, three more lines. We'll talk about this. V'yishaber kol ta'avotav, one who should break all his taivas and all his wills, akol in front of Hashem yitbarach. Now everything that comes to practically now, what I do, everything that comes to you, Rabbi Yonatan said, look at it. If I do this, will this be Ritzon Hashem or not be Ritzon Hashem? If it'll be Ritzon Hashem, I'm doing it. And if not, not. How simple is that? Not so simple, huh?
No, it's simple, it's not easy.
Not easy. Simple, you're right. It's simple, but it's not easy. That's everything. Abinu says this. Also, in Sichot Aran, I think it says, right? You want, you do it. You don't want, you don't do it. You want, you have to see what Hashem wants. If Hashem wants, you do it. If there's Kavod Hashem in this, you do it. If there's no Kavod Hashem, you do not do it. What's the big deal? What's our big deal? Huh? It's so hard. It's hard. It's very hard. Very hard. We have a lot of things involved in our... Forget Hashem. We have all kinds of other...
Distractions,
temptations. All these words are right.
Addictions.
And they're bothering us to see what Hashem wants. And even when we know clearly what Hashem wants, and our Kavav said yesterday in Ilul Rashi that The main thing that bothers people from serving Hashem is not the Yetzirah, it's other people. Other people bother people to serve Hashem than the Yetzirah, more than the Yetzirah.
Well, the Yetzirah just using the other people.
Yeah, in a sense.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
But through other people, that's the main idea. Confuse people. A person has to be clear to him what his job in the world is, and he's good. And then it's easy. It's good. A lot of other stuff. Amalek, you know, Amalek is a gematria of Safek. Amalek. Same gematria exactly of doubt. Safek. 240. Safek. Samech and Pei, yeah, 240.
240?
Yeah, and Amalek is also 240. Yeah? That's the main thing. He puts it in doubt. I'm not sure if I need to do this or I need to do that. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. And then because you're not sure, you fall through. You fall between the chairs. Be sure about what you're going to do and do it.
If you don't know,
this
is what they do.
For sure you have to go to the field, right?
Same thing. I have to be a right or a left. You make the right, then oh no, what's wrong?
No, if you made the right, it was right.
On this side, then you felt the depression. Understand?
Right, but that's also Hashem.
Maybe you make it wrong, you take the right way, then you felt the depression. Oh, why am I taking that? I'm so bad. No, then this was the answer to the depression. First, you make you confused. Then you make yourself down.
Top. V'zeh b'chinat godel ma'alat ha'shalom. This is the aspect of the great vantage of the shalom. In Eretz Yisrael, in Beit HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodeshim. What does that mean? Because shalom, we said shalom was to connect everything to where it comes from, to the Kedusha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what shalom means. You connect everything to the source of everything. Ki Hashem itbarach bara olam b'shinuim rabim l'en mispar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world many, many, many differences. Different things. Everything is so different. Right? Different places, different people, different things, the way they look, everything looks different. V'zeh machmat she'adam u'ikar b'riyah. The man is the main creation. The main creation is for man. V'en mi she'yavin ha'shinuim le'shiyuchrach l'lchom imayim l'chaber kulam el ratzon echad l'ratzon abo yitbarach k'im ha'bal de'ah u'bal ha'bchirah. And only creature who could actually connect all these changes to the one is human. Man with his intelligence. You ever see a cat who opens a factory? You ever see a cat, right? Well, I saw a rat that could cook. It was a cartoon like that. Mm-hmm. Remember the cartoon like that? 3 years ago.
Ratatouille.
Yeah, Ratatouille, right. Right, then he could cook. You saw that? Okay. Right? But you never see. But you know the story with the Rambam and the cat? You know the story of the Rambam and the cat?
No. Need to record that one.
Okay. And some say it's from the Rambam, some say it's from other Gdolis, but whatever. Whatever, the same story, so it doesn't make a difference. I heard from the Rambam that there was an argument between the Rambam and the wise men of Egypt. If you could train. You know the story? Train a cat or no? Know the story?
Amazing.
Say it's a cat or no? So, the Rambam said, impossible. A cat stays a cat. You can train as much as you want. A cat stays a cat. And they said, no, we'll train a cat. What's that? The king made a set die that they're going to go and check out who was right. So, they trained for months. They're training this cat. And they're making a meal, and everyone's sitting down. And they ring the bell, and the door opens, and a cat walks in, walking on two, holding a platter. Right? full of wine, goblets, or goblets, you call them?
Goblets.
Goblets and everything walking around. And the Rambam knew that's what he's going to do. He had a little box with him. He always had the box. A little mouse. And he opened the thing. And the mouse jumps out, of course. And the cat. Forgot his all his training and started going after the mouse. I heard also this from Bonas and Abishitz, but whatever. Right? A cat, an animal's an animal, period.
It's impossible to train a cat, but a cat will train the human.
Oh, that we know, that we see every day. You train well, Yaakov.
Speaking from experience.
Oh, that's why you like the story so much. All right, cats. That's why I was stupid there. Not so
cats are very smart.
No, but you see that they cannot be trained. Man can be trained. Cat cannot be trained.
They have us trained so that we serve them three times a day with heated chicken.
Oh, they trained you.
Yes.
Okay, you're spoiled. They're spoiled. Huh?
Too smart
to be trained, exactly. Exactly.
Chicken.
Okay. Yeah. So what we were saying, yeah. So man is the human. He's the one who could connect all the things, everything together. Because all the changes, many changes in the world, and Abhinatan goes through them. For example, time. We see there's all kinds of different times, right? There's day, there's night, there's seasons. All kinds of different things change all the time. Right? There's six seasons. You know, there's six seasons. How many seasons do you know that?
Four.
No, there's six seasons. Pasuk says explicitly. You know this?
Which one? We call them Tekufot, don't we?
Tekufot, yeah.
Are there six?
There's six, yeah. It says in the Pasuk, Bereshis, Zera, time of sowing the land. Katsir, time of harvesting. Kol, time of cold. Chom, heat. Kites, summer. Cholif, winter. Those are the six seasons that Torah talks about. But also we know that there's Aviv, spring. Which is spring, and there's fall, also Torah says. And there's day and night also. Anyways, many, many things. And also there's changes in weathers. Some countries are very, very cold. Some countries are very, very hot. Some one country grows very good crops, and some country does not. Okay? And also, in all kinds of things. This animal looks like this animal looks like that. A lion looks like a lion. A cow looks like a cow. Each animal looks different. And the main difference is even... But you know by where's the main difference is? It's by people's minds. There's not two people in the world which have the same mind. No. It doesn't exist. Right? The Chazal said this, even a father, even twins, a father and a son, twins, it's two different things. Completely. Yeah? The Ikar Chiyut, the main livelihood, how does a person draw down himself to himself livelihood? Ken Chiyus to be Leibedik. Yeah, how do you do that? Al de achdut v'chibur b'chinat shalom, through achdut, through unity, achdut in chibur, attaching, connecting things together, which is shalom. Dehainu al edei shenichlalim kol hashinuyim be'echad. If you take now, these things are all different. How do you make them one? Because in the source, like we said before, they're all one. If you connect everything that's going on to one, then you're causing peace in the world. Right? So what if he thinks different than me? If he's serving Hashem with what he's thinking, it's great, it's beautiful. I love him, we have the same purpose in the world. He's serving Hashem. Oh, we have to talk about it in a second even more, deeper. Shezeh zochim only through the Torah Kedosha, of course, through the mind of the Torah. Ki ikar chiyut Hu chilbu aneshama ve'aguf. Ooh, now we get to the point which I always tell you in the beginning. The main livelihood, right? Life. A person has life is when the neshama is in the body. If you take the neshama out of the body can't do anything. The neshama cannot do anything. And only when you put the neshama in the body, then it can do anything. Once you separate them, they cannot do anything anymore. Okay? And there are two completely different opposites. Completely, which will never go together. Hashem Yitbarach mafli la'asot. Hashem does a great wonder. U'mechabram yachad derech nifla. And he puts them together in a beautiful way. What is that way? The way of the Torah. The way that the neshama teaches the body what to do. Then it goes together. And Rabbi Nathan goes on and says, V'ikar chibur, like we said, hu aledei Torah, aledei Yisrael, aledei. The Torah teaches them what to do with this body. What to do with this body, how to do it. It's very simple. The Torah teaches you. This is life. The Torah is to do Hashem's will. To connect all the wills to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through this, the tzaddikim, they break their will. And they break the will of their own body. In order for the will of Hashem. They nullify themselves completely to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right? To the neshama. Until the goof, the body, is what the neshama is. You know Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how. I read a whole biography about him. He was a walking Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. His hand did not move. The Shulchan Aruch says not to do that. If he said he does it, he doesn't do it. Period. His whole... A person could... How do you say it? Tachnet. To... What's it called? What's it does on the computer? That's the word. One could program... his body to the Torah, to the neshama. And the body would not move. Like I said, we have a kfitz, a spring that holds our eyes always open, and we have to force it closed. The tzaddikim have the opposite. They have a spring that closes their eyes all the time, like Avraham Avinu, and they have to force it open if they have to see something. Right? They program their body to the Torah, to the Shabbat, to the neshama. To the Kim, they have life. We can only cleave up to them, cleave with them, cleave to them, and then be with them, and work also. We can also work. Even if we're not the biggest tzaddikim in the world, we can also be little tzaddikim. A tzaddik regarding davening, a tzaddik regarding today, walking in the street from here to here. Everything can be little tzaddikim. Okay? Baruch Hashem. Tov. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we continue, and Kol Samechet.